Well, obviously, the news and the information that you're hearing from WSW and beyond that from CBS regarding the shooting with Michigan State University last night. We're doing our best with the news and the information, although at this point, aside from Denise, I think you've talked about how there's a news conference mm-hmm. this morning.
Yep, there's a press conference at 8 o'clock this morning.
Probably not going to hear anything new.
Not so far as I've seen, no. I haven't seen anything updated as far as even who the shooter was, other than he was a 43-year-old man with no ties whatsoever to MSU.
We know a lot of our listening families have ties to MSU themselves because they may have children or perhaps are graduates. Mm-hmm. You, Denise, you're a Michigan State grad, so you're talking about something that I'm sure jarred you when you first heard what was going on.
Oh, sure, absolutely. First thing you see when you come in at 4 in the morning, and it's like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, you know, and I completely missed it last night, too, until hearing some of the news reports in the morning coming in. I heard CBS News reporting it, and that's when I first picked up on it. Pat, I know you have, was it neighbors?
Yeah, I've got friends who have a daughter who live down there, and I got a text around, I want to say it was just before 9 o'clock. And because my neighbor's daughter had texted and said that they were on lockdown, and in fact that she had even heard some gunshots because she was close to the area. And so our friend was listening to everything on the police scanner. I decided to do the same and also follow what was happening on social media, which is valuable. Sure. It really is. It is good for information. However, it's horrible for misinformation.
It is.
There were horrible.
I went to the MSU police Twitter feed where they said that they were going to keep updating, and there were several people posted a picture of a guy with a AK-47, whatever rifle or whatever, and said, "This is the shooter. He has mental illness." And it's like, obviously, no, it's not.
Right.
Police were not identifying the shooter. They were not identifying anything other than it was a 43-year-old man, and they did say that it was. He was masked. He was they had a picture from a camera on campus of who they thought it was the shooter was, and it was obviously not the same person as who they had pictures
that,
of
that people were kind of floating around out there, right?
So misinformation is just rampant, and please check your sources.
Right. Yes. Please do that.
Gosh.
And I understand. I'll tell you what though. I understand that, you know, people are scared and all that, and when you're listening to the police scanner too, you know, they're getting all kinds of 911 calls. Some of those are going to be false. In fact, I think I even read that they're going to look into some of that because they were saying shootings were happening at other places that apparently it was not happening. But obviously, they have to check everything out when it's happening in real time. In fact, I was even hearing about how they were suspecting there were explosive devices being left around, you know, so they had to check all that. But everybody, I think it was good for authorities to get out there. When was the first press conference? I think 11 o'clock. I think it was something like
that.
Yeah,
it was 11 o'clock last night.
And just telling everybody, please, we're getting all kinds of nefarious reports and false reports. Just follow our Twitter feed, and if you want to know exactly what's happening.
Well, and follow the MSU police Twitter, not the other people that want to post other garbage, because it really... even the police Twitter feed could get cluttered up with just the junk that was, oh my gosh, the misinformation.
Yeah, of course.
Now, is that, that, as you said, valuable way that information is dispensed in a very quick fashion, but yet you want to make sure that that information is accurate, or as accurate as possible, because again, in the heat of the moment, you can understand while certain information may be dispensed that is not accurate.
Yeah.
Or maybe there's a hint of accuracy and...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep, there was a shooter on campus, but no, it wasn't that guy.
Right, wasn't that one, but right. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it took, I would say, the first time I saw maybe some of the cable news breaking, it was probably around a little bit after 9:30, somewhere around there. So that would have been about, what, an hour after everything had started. So it was the first being reported. So...
Well, we will continue to follow, obviously, with the news reports. We have our own resources that we have for you, and CBS obviously becomes a national story.
Yeah.
And at this point, again, maybe perhaps not until the next news conference takes place, We'll continue to update you on what we know, which is basically the same, but I know that sometimes people just want to be hearing what's happening and understanding that this is what we still know from the authorities, and not speculation or anything like that.
Right. And, of course, they have, what they say, they have no idea what the motive could have been, especially for somebody who wasn't even affiliated with the campus whatsoever.
Right.
So
an investigation that will go on until... Right.
And, you know, it just continues. I have the MSU police Twitter feed open, and it just, this guy's picture just keeps being spread on there, and it is such misinformation.
Right. So always just be careful, everybody, before you start to post anything, before you start to say anything. Just, you know, that's one thing that I have learned, especially that was last week, right? Time gets away from me, but last week.
Yeah, the incident took place with the schools around the state.
The swatting incident around the state.
We had information about that proved not to be accurate.
And there were some reports going around that obviously were completely wrong at first, that were being reported. So everybody just has to, beware of what you're reading and seeing before you share anything. Make sure you get it from a reliable source.